Blair Gould.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
Better get your costume. We gotta get going.
You have to dress up on Halloween so you can get candy.
Children of the night.
I'm a princess because princesses get the most candy.
What music they make.
Toilet paper, shaving cream, and eggs.
Oh, I don't want to be a monster. Monsters are mean and as scary like the ones hiding under my bed.
Go to sleep. I tell you, so a ghost. Oh,
You like candy?
Yeah. I'm out of good and plenty. It says on the box that there's plenty, but it's never enough.
Do you babies want to know the bestest part of dressing up for Halloween?
Ghosts, spooks, skeletons, kid stuff.
Each precious pumpkin a picture of perfection.
There are no such things as ghosts.
For the rest of your life, you're the pumpkin man.
One of those losers who puts no effort into finding a costume. You know, when I was a kid, we called them Halloweenies.
Exactly. You know why? Because he's a monster.
So far, the only monsters I've seen are you two.
Happy Halloween.
They're here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't miss Young Frankenstein, personally directed by Mel Blazing Saddles Brooks, in black and white. No offense.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what I love about Halloween? It's the one night of the year chicks use to unleash their inner hobag.
I know it's going to be scary.
All right, as the spooktacular continues, we'll give Joe Artinger one more shot in a moment to go out and see if he can get it done.
May I send a message out to a couple of my favorite trick-or-treaters?
Of course.
Catherine, right, who is the Grim Reaper's wife this year. And what's that? Mrs. Reaper. And Elizabeth the Pirate. Girls, good luck and get a good haul.
Yeah.
That's what it's all. And yeah, feel free to save some candy for daddy. That's what I wanted to say.
Amen. Nice Thanksgiving. Halloween.
Halloween!
Sorry. Right. To all the little ones.
They all run together, don't they?
All the little ones.
Yes, sir.
All right, music. Hold on.
What is wrong with that tape?
Where's the music? Here we go. I love it when you talk about your kids.
Yeah, I think it's all warm and fuzzy, isn't it? I rent them every Halloween.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
And we were going to be talking to the Pumpkin Boy Castle, but as it turns out, Pumpkin Boy Castle's got a booked up.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, he's very busy on this very busy day, All Hallows Eve.
I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Anus.
Don't forget the wee ones out there, the Caspers, the Spooks, the Ghosts, the Spectres, the Goblins.
Woo!
Don't forget, watch for the wee ones.
Yes, sirree, and make sure that there's adult supervision in every neighborhood you go into.
And of course, as always, as Ma Nipple says, don't bite on a razor blade, Johnny.
That's right. Anybody gives you any kind of produce, Mom and Dad, please inspect it first, so that you can check for any of those nasty little things that might be inside the produce.
Johnny Nipple?
Last year, my boy, Ned Nipple, came home with an aruga. And in that aruga was
aruga? What the hell? I got to ask you, Al, what the hell is an aruga?
I guess an arugula.
Arugula? You mean the lettuce? Someone gave him a head of lettuce.
And inside that head of lettuce was a tiny little Chinese Death Star.
Nasty stuff out
like
there.
Like a ninja thingy.
You know, you really just can't overestimate the amount of depravity that exists out there. Even last year, the Anus twins were out there walking the neighborhood, and they came back with a freshly picked avocado. And you know what was in the avocado?
What?
A flipping blasting cap. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't even identify the darn thing until the construction worker in the neighborhood told me what it was.
Hi, everybody. This is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
I can't tell you how upset we were last year when our daughter, Nancy Nipple, came home. Little Nancy Nipple came home. Prophylactics full of chocolate pudding.
Oh, not nice at all. Who gives that type of thing away anyway?
That's what we said. We said, who did this? And she said, why, it's that man, Mr. Burbank.
Mr. Burbank always trying to be clever and always being highly inappropriate. And really, do I agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger that it's not a drug, it's a leaf? No, I don't. Mm. It's a narcotic, and it's a substance that's very dangerously addictive.
It's a gateway drug. I'll say that now. And I'll also say, I don't buy the argument about alcohol. I'll tell you why. I was around during Prohibition. And it's legal now. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's legal, I stand by your right to have some.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have one once in a while. Of course, moderation in all things, including moderation. Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about the smoky, toky, tobacco wacko.
Oh, that'll make people kill others. That's what it does. It's a dangerous substance. It truly is.
Bit o' honey. You know, there really is a bit o' honey. Mm-hmm. In every single one.
Isn't a bit of honey a fabulous candy? It's really one of my all-time favorites.
Lots of folks been calling and saying, when are you going to put Ma Nipple's special crustacean recipe on your website, nippleandanus.com?
Oh, you got me thinking candy, and now, of course, I have to give a plug to my favorite candy bar, and you know what it is there, Al.
What is it, Vic?
Charleston Chew! There's nothing quite as delicious as the Charleston Chew. I really enjoy a nice Charleston Chew. It's got the magic of chocolate and also the stretchy goodness of toffee.
It's the Two for the Road Show at 16 before the hour. How are you anyway? I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. And happy All Hallows Eve to you and your youngsters.
Don't want anyone to be alarmed if you're driving your car thinking, I don't want you to get whiplash. Turn around and think, who's at the front door? That was one of our wacky sound effects.
That's why on the Vic and Al Show, you're going to notice one thing that never, and I mean never, do we ever take the liberty of playing a police siren on this show. Because if we play that, we know that you might mistake that for some sort of emergency vehicle. That is the strangest sound you're going to hear. We are not playing police sirens. We think that's highly inappropriate.
Don't forget to be tuning in tonight. Michael Todd Hughes will be coming on. I got to tell you, this is an adult portion of the show. Erotic pumpkin carving, yes, with Michael and his wife, MJ Hughes.
It's a fantastic program.
That's tonight right after us. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. I won't even be turning on the television tonight. I'll be just sitting there with my recliner with my feet up, listening to that fabulous show as I enjoy some of Aunt Alice Anus's fine cashew brittle. Delicious stuff. Really is. Wish I could bring it in for all you guys, but you know what happens when I bring it? I don't have any left for me.
What?
I don't have any left for me.
Are you giving away the peanut peyote this year, Buzz?
Buzz,
no,
what are you doing
this year?
Not this year.
Peanut peyote.
I tell you something, your haunted house is truly haunted. I know that you can really find a goblin if you go in your door, if you know a little bit.
Ghosts and goblins about.
Spooks and specters.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Halloween sex tips, trick and treat. A Los Angeles-based sexpert has tantalizing tips on how to get your lover trick and treated in bed this Halloween. I got to tell you something.
That sounds a little blue to me, Al.
It's really a little out of our depth.
I tell you, it sounds like we might be going down a slippery slope. You know what I mean?
The pumpkin Picasso just petered out, so we're going to call this guy right now.
Okay, says Dr. Don Epkes is...
Dr.
Don is saying that costumes, candy, and a whole lot of canoodling.
Don't forget, keep the lights on high beam. Watch out for the youngsters tonight.
I guess this is a sexy mood for role-playing perversions. Wait a second here.
47 after the hour, I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. I'm not sure I say, I'm not going to put the Anus stamp of approval on this bit.
Happy All Hallows Eve.
You've reached the message system for Dr. Don Epkes. Your call is very important to me, so please, at the beep, leave your name and phone number along with your area code.
Rob, no. Excuse me, I broke out for a moment. Rob, no need.
Dr. Don?
Oh, did he pick up?
Yeah. Hang on one second, Dr. Don.
I don't know about Halloween perversions. There's no need for that.
What, does he screen his calls?
I don't know,
Don. Is this Dr. Don?
Yes.
Hey, how are you, Doctor?
Happy Halloween.
Well, happy Halloween to you, too.
How are you anyway? It's 47 past the hour. Got to have the youngsters to the rec center by 6. You got 13 big ones to get there. Bing bong. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. We're talking with Dr. Don about Halloween. And I guess since you're a doctor, you can tell us all about the kind of injuries that you want to avoid on Halloween. Isn't that right, doctor?
I'm a different type of doctor. I was trained at UCLA as a sex therapist, so I can give you sexy tips about it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold on a second. Hold on. want to tell you, the sex.
Whoa, whoa.
I want to tell you, here are the days that we discuss sex on our show. That would be never day and never day.
Yeah, I think
what
it's real important. Yeah,
it goes on in the boudoir. I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
My wife, Nan Nipple, said to me many years ago, we are going to have intercourse only to populate the earth.
And, of course, isn't the way it should be, a consensual relationship between a man and a woman in the privacy of their own bedroom. And all you hear nowadays on every single magazine you pick up, your television shows, it's just sex, 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 and I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of it.
I read those glam mags, How to Give Her the Big O. Can I tell you something?
What?
I'm 68 years old, and I don't even know what the big O is.
Well, the main thing is to try to have some fun out there, you know.
I want to cut her head off and put it in a plastic bag on the porch to scare the children.
Well, try to avoid doing that tonight. You'll upset the kiddies.
Well, the thing is, and I'm sure you can agree, Doctor, that on the show, Vic and Al, we've been working together for 48 years in this one market, and we will tell you that we do truly believe that sex is something that should not be publicized, should not be talked about outside of the bedroom with a locked door between a man and a woman. I think that's what works best in our society. And now what you've got is all this pollution of the mind, this Satanism.
How I say that this message.
Well, the problem is a lot of people don't really know what they are talking about sex. That's
absolutely.
Don't forget, God hates fags. That's what it says on the card. Rush Limbaugh can be heard tomorrow at 12 noon. I'm Al Nipples.
And I'm Victor Anus. We're talking about Halloween injuries with Dr. Don and what can happen if you make a few missteps. And I would imagine, Dr. Don, the first thing you'd want to do is equip every youngster going out and trick-or-treating with a fine flashlight with fresh batteries.
I think the main thing is that they have fun, that they basically not get hurt. And
what about the lead paint? What about the lead paint, Doc?
I was reading an article earlier today that now the goofy doofies, those fake teeth that the kids are putting in their mouths, are covered with the red Chinese lead paint that they're putting on everything.
Yeah, that was about the tooth. Yes, they'd given them out as party favors, and now they find out they have lead. So you got to watch out for that.
How long have you been carving pumpkins?
I don't know the last time that I've carved a pumpkin.
I'd like to give you a theory, Dr. Don. I'm going to say this here, and this is a bit controversial, and I'm the only one that's saying it in the country, and I've gotten it. It's been very well received, that I do believe that there is lead contamination in all Chinese food as well. I really do believe if you're going out to get a what?
Out there.
I can't hear you, Doctor.
That's something that they're going to continue to look into very thoroughly. I think we have a lot of scary things coming out of China as far as the health concerns.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Hope you and the wee ones have a good one tonight. Don't forget, lots of bright lights, lots of adult supervision.
Yes, well, and also fun for the adults. They can find out more information at sexesteem.com from Dr. Don.
I don't think so.
As a medical practitioner, a doctor that sees patients should not be espousing that kind of thing.
Well, I was also trained at UCLA Medical Center as a sex therapist, so they...
Oh, my God.
Just tell me one thing.
Therapy is for psychiatrists.
isn't UCLA somewhere near Berkeley?
Oh,
yes, you are. UCLA.
All right, debate over.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you enjoy yourself out in the wacko wonderland, okay?
Yep, you pervert deviant.
That's terrible stuff here, but we might as well. Do you have a phone number or a website you'd like to plug, Dr. Don?
Yes, that's sexesteem.com. I believe sex is important.
55 KRUD. God hates fags, and it's the Oliver North Show tonight at midnight.
Well, you're definitely having fun, whether you're having sex or not.
Ah, yes. Well, Dr. Don, we hope you tune into Ollie. He wouldn't tolerate any of those perversions, that's for sure.
Until next time, we want to thank you for your time. Time is promised to know, and our current time is 8 minutes until the hour. I don't know about you, I've had the time of our lives. Gosh, the clock on the wall answers to no man. It's time for us to go. Until next time, I want to say it's been a good time talking to you. Thanksgiving right around the corner from Halloween time, which was today. Did you have a good time on the show? Yeah, you're super.
Thanks, Doctor. Happy Halloween.
You have a great time.
Bye-bye now.
Did you enjoy being on the Nipple and Anus Show?
Oh, he's gone.
He's long gone.
No, the line's open.
Are you there, Doctor?
Yes, I still am. I'm in shock.
I believe Al...
who doesn't get into sex, you get quite into it.
Al Nipple was just asking, did you enjoy your time on the show?
Yes, I did. It was very quick, but it was fun.
God bless you.
And I'll tell you what, a private moment is a private aside. Hi, it's Al Nipple. I do enjoy sex. And I'll tell you something. I had sex with a Korean prostitute. And I got the shingles.
Well, you're lucky you get something else, but at least you hopefully knew what you were doing.
I'll tell you something, though, my friend. WW2, yeah. Korean conflict, 4 tours of Nam.
Yeah, but 1 Korean prostitute, and now you can't even do a pull-up.
Oh, well, that's why sex is gone from my life, which is why I've decided
why we bothered with the war,
to be a freedom fighter right here on 55 KRUD. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Atis, Red, White, and Blues. The flag waves over our beautiful studios.
Don't forget God Hates Fags and Sean Hannity, 3 p.m. right here.
And listen, I might be the only one, but I really want to say this to everybody. God bless you, Ann Coulter. Keep saying those correct things. We truly appreciate it. We do. And I'll tell you,
people appreciate her legs is mainly what they're looking at.
Now, speaking of sex, I do think of her in that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. I truly do.
I imagine you have all sorts of fantasies.
Yes, she's a lovely lady. You know, I think she keeps herself beautifully physically fit. I've always fantasized about her.
She reminds
me. I hope that she visits sexesteem.com so she can get some further pointers.
She reminds me of Barbaro.
Yeah.
And you can go to ilovechocolate.com to find out more. What's that website there, Buzz?
It's not chocolate.
It's just chocolate?
As long as you're talking about
websites. It's not chocolate.
It's just
Let's
chocolate.
Let's promote the
just
official
chocolate.
Website of the Two for the Road show.
Yeah, a fabulous website, hopefully featuring Ann Coulter.
We'll have a link on our website to your website. Until then, the time on the wall says we got to go. Get the heck out of here. T-I-M-E.
Right. You have fun out there.
And remember, can't spell time without M-E. There's no I in team, but there is an M-E in team.
Safe home, Robert Goulet.
Have a great day out there and lots of fun discovering what you can about sex.
Right, you crazy perv.
All right, thanks, Doc. We got to run.
See you later. Bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
There he goes. Oh, that was a scary segment.
Well, we're gone. We'll be back again next year, everybody. I'm Al Nibble.
And I'm Victor Anus. Thanks a lot for all your time.
5 before the hour. Bing bong. Good guy time. Hey, don't forget tonight, the female side. As we break out of this mode, vaginitis.
Ooh.
And what it means to you, the Lisa Bateson Show.
Hope you enjoy yourself. Not a bad show over between two guys who have 4 knee replacements.
And 1 liver.
Well, 3/4.
Lisa Page. Oh, my God.
Alan Victor.
Vaginitis.
Super duper. The Greek god of yeast.
It's a problem down there. Uh-huh. Of which we do not speak.
Of course not. We don't get into that type of thing.
That's where babies come out.
Actually, you won't hear anything, any details about any ladies' complaints on this show.
Hey, who doesn't love a good Jewish Polack who's pushy and trying to become the number one guy on the show? Hold on. Who likes the guy who already has the job?
That's right. The unmotivated slacker that's over 40 years old and answering phones for this program.
He came back in, put his tiger suit on, because his wife said he was doing a crappy job.
Let me say from the highest mountaintop, way to go, Tracy, baby.
TB.
When we come back, we'll go outside one more time.
Thanks so much,
Joe.
And until then, enjoy a bowl of my 5 alarm chili.
And thanks for listening to the Spooktacular 07. Stand by for Charlie Warren.
Charlie Warren, yes, and you're the critic. Enjoy yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
And now here's Hillary Howard.
No.
Howard Hillary.
Good night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.